afterward. If you made it this far, I want to thank you for listening to my story. When I published in April, I recorded the episodes quickly. After I've had some time to let it all settle and I've heard from many of you, I realized I would be remiss if I did not acknowledge the people who supported me in this work. First, I want to thank my writing group, consisting of Lorene Pittman, author of The Lies That Bind, An Adoptee's Journey Through Rejection, Redirection, DNA, and Discovery, adoptee Becky Drennan, and late discovery adoptee Lynn Miller. Becky and Lynn are in the process of writing their own memoirs, and I'm excited for their releases. The four of us began meeting on Zoom in 2020 when our live trip to California, where Lorene lives, was canceled due to the pandemic. We still continue to Zoom 2 years later, supporting each other's writing, journeys, and lives. I also want to thank adoptee author and president of Adoptees Connect, Pamela Caranova. She helped me immensely when I was struggling during the years of not knowing who my father was. She said something to me that really made me think. At one point, my birth mother told me my father was likely dead, and Pam said, "Let me stand in front of his grave." That visual helped me to push forward. I still have not been able to stand in front of my father's grave, but I was able to order his death certificate. Thank you to the beta readers who gave me valuable feedback on my memoir. Gail Swith, author, adoptive parent, and adoption coach. Denise Ganser, first mother and narcissism expert. Adoptee Lynn Miller, who helped me to shape my prologue. Lorene Pittman, who is my developmental editor. Also, my sister from another mother, adoptee and adoptive parent, Marla Jones. All of you gave me such valuable feedback in addition to the courage to publish when I was tempted to chuck this story into a drawer. I want to acknowledge several authors and artists who've inspired me. One was the musician Jewel. I listened to her interview on the Joe Rogan podcast, which prompted me to listen to her memoir at Audible, which then inspired me to record it in my own voice. Jennifer Gostin is someone else who inspired me. She's an adoptee, author, and podcaster at Once Upon a Time in Adoptee Land. She created an audio drama with part of her own story. I encourage you to check that out if you want to hear other adoptee stories. And of course, I want to thank the search team, most of whom were members from the adoption community, specifically Regina Zimberlin and Gay Tannenbaum. They worked tirelessly building trees, analyzing DNA, and researching documents. They were also an emotional support to me when I was tempted to give up. I also want to thank Zach Pastors, adoptee and genealogist who built my maternal tree for me and who supported me in researching records at random intervals when I was going down the latest rabbit trail. Thank you to the genetic genealogists who have inspired me, Cece Moore, Blaine Bettinger, and Diane Southard. When I was a kid reading the Nancy Drew mysteries, I never imagined that solving mysteries would become such a big part of my own life. And finally, I want to thank anyone who sent me trees, research, answered questions, and replied to my random letters. Thank you for making the effort and allowing my dream to come true. Follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at The Adopted Genealogist. You can also email me at TheAdoptedGenealogist